This audio track contains a very powerful hypnotic induction, therefore should not be used while driving or doing anything that requires your full conscious attention. In the event of an emergency and you need to waken, you will immediately open your eyes and all conscious parts will be back to the present. This audio track explains the key aspects of your immune system. When we can utilize effective visualization, it helps to begin to heal and prevent sickness, as it's been proven that meditation and hypnosis and visualization can actually help people reduce and sometimes even heal symptoms of disease. So please find yourself a comfortable position where you can relax and you won't be disturbed, either reclined on your bed, sat on a chair, with your head and neck and shoulders supported. We can begin. As you listen to my voice, you can pay attention to your body. Maybe it's the end of the day for you, and maybe it's the start of the day. Perhaps things have been particularly stressful for you, and there's probably a spot in your body that you can identify where you may be carrying the tension of the day. Is it in your neck, your back, your shoulders? The chances are that you can identify this. And once we identify where we're carrying the tension of the day, you can choose to relax. Maybe start by closing your eyes, focusing on the muscles around your mouth. Imagine you can send that feeling of relaxation into all those muscles, allowing them to begin to relax, to let go, almost as if those muscles are going to sleep. What would that feel like? Letting that feeling change. Imagining that feeling of relaxation moving up the side of your face now. Maybe you can notice the sensation moving over the bridge of your nose, allowing every muscle in your face to become relaxed, let go, getting more and more comfortable. Imagining what it would feel like if you could move that relaxation up over your forehead to the top of your head. Notice what you can notice as that feeling moves, allowing the feeling of comfort, however you feel that comfort, to really sink in. As you now send that relaxation down the back of your head into your neck, maybe seeing the muscles relax, imagining relaxation, feeling it. Some of you might hear yourself say, relaxing inside. How good does it feel when you allow relaxation to move down your arms, your hands, and into your fingers? It's easy, and everybody relaxes differently. Some people, when they begin to really let go and relax, they experience that relaxation as a kind of tingling sensation in the fingertips. Some people relax more in a heavier kind of comfort, as they could really feel their muscles just letting go, relaxing, getting heavier and heavier the more comfortable they feel. I know some people feel more of a lightness, a kind of buoyancy. And it doesn't matter which sensations you're experiencing, just that you take a moment to notice any sensations that might be there. As you continue moving relaxation down your back, all the muscles in your upper back, lower back, beginning to let go whatever way feels good for you, whatever way you want to relax. Allowing the relaxation to move down your chest and into your abdomen. It's easy to learn to relax, to let go, to move sensations down your legs, noticing where your legs meet the bed or the chair, allowing relaxation to move down into those calves, into those feet, inside your shoes. And it's easy when you learn to begin to alter your state of mind, and you can have access to your subconscious right now, processing inside new ideas, allowing understandings going even deeper into complete relaxation. As from here, it's very easy to begin to focus the mind, to make suggestions and have your body believe you. So one of the things I like you to do, if you're comfortable, imagine those legs feeling heavier. Maybe you can feel the heaviness sinking in. Some people might see the heaviness like a colour. Others respond better if they tell themselves, "My legs are feeling heavier and heavier. My legs are feeling heavier and heavier." And let me show you how easy it is to begin to use your conscious mind to influence your subconscious so that you can think to yourself, "My legs are so heavy." And as you think that, imagine those legs are like lead, like wood, heavier than they have ever been, heavier even than when you're sleeping. If it's comfortable for you, imagine those legs are so heavy that when you try to lift them, they might feel even heavier. When you try to lift them, you'll notice they can feel even heavier. And what would that feel like? Almost like your feet, your shoes or boots are stuck to the floor. That's right. And that's how powerful your mind is. To make a suggestion and have your body believe, that's your personal power. Notice how heavy those legs are. Notice when you try to lift them, the heavier they feel. It's really convincing, isn't it? And I could say that the heavier they feel, the deeper into hypnosis you can go. And that's a deepener, something to deepen the trance. It opens up expectations, and it might make some people very curious about what else they might want to suggest. What other changes can you make? Because it opens up a world of possibilities, and it makes you interested to learn more easily, because your subconscious processes faster than you can think consciously. And so as you take your attention back to your legs, they can now return to normal sensitivity, to a place of comfort and relaxation. Your legs now feel comfortable and totally relaxed as that relaxation spreads all the way down to the tips of your toes. Your whole body now so relaxed, comfortable, peaceful. So you're now about to embark on an incredible journey. A journey through your own immune system. Touching your body's healing forces with your mind, you will sense, feel, and envision a miracle. A miracle of defense and protection. A miracle of the billions of honorable, persistent warriors within that have a mission to guard you from disease and injury and invasions, and to remove that which should not be there. To appreciate this amazing body and mind, which is complex as well as magnificent, it is important to clear and focus your mind, to relax your body, as the bridge between mind and body is most easily crossed when distractions are released, when a sense of peace and calm spreads warmly from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. With each and every breath you take, you're letting go of any tension and your immune system is activated. And so we're going to exercise your mind by imagining interesting things. And as you do so, you really open up those connections between the conscious and subconscious minds. For it is the subconscious that truly makes that which is thoroughly imagined real. And when you envision and allow yourself to enjoy the deepest state of relaxation, your conscious thinking, rationalizing mind bridges that gap to your subconscious. When this is done, magnificent things can happen. And so just enjoy, experience, make your imagination real. As your mind becomes clearer and clearer, feel it becoming more and more alert. Somewhere deep inside of you, a brilliant light begins to glow. Sense this happening. The light grows brighter, more intense. This is your body-mind communication center. Breathe into it. Energize it with your breath. The light is powerful and penetrating, and a beam begins to grow from it. This beam shines into your body, into any area you wish. It's your searchlight, your bridge into the glorious mysteries that's about to unfold. Practice shining it into your body now. Sometimes this is easier to do than others. Just allow it to happen. Just imagine it's happening. This immune journey begins deep inside your bones. This is the most intelligent beam of light. Maybe you shine it into a long bone, a leg bone, perhaps, or the arm bone. See it penetrate deeply into the marrow, for this is the birthing center for all of your blood cells. Just imagine if you can, feel it if you can, billions of young cells being born. Many kinds, each with a task to nurture and protect you. As you go through this exercise, focus on a few types of cells which are vital in your defense. They all have different names: neutrophils, macrophages, T-cells, B-cells, and natural killer cells. Doesn't matter if you don't know what they are, but just imagine you can see them. What would they look like as one by one? You shine your light on them. You watch them work to guard and protect and remove all invaders, all old, discarded cells which no longer serve you. The most numerous cells are the neutrophils. They eat and engulf the invaders in the most ingenious way. Just imagine them maturing, moving into your bloodstream, floating, even alert for a call to work in your defense. As a call warns them off an invader, they look exceedingly alert, no longer swimming freely. Millions, billions of them sense the danger, and more methodically, directly, prepare for attack. The blood vessels become sticky, attracting the neutrophils to their surfaces. The small openings in the blood vessels' walls dilate as the neutrophils extend a small foot through, changing shape, and they slither through the tissues that need defense. Surrounding the invader, they shoot caustic chemicals into it, wearing the enemy thin, halting it, destroying it. The invader may even explode into harmless pieces. Just take a moment now, breathe in deeply, and just imagine this happening. And you should know that sometimes your mind will create vivid images of all that's happening, and other times you might just get a sense of something happening. You might feel it, you might hear it, but just please know that what you intend, what you expect visually, will happen in the curious areas of your powerful subconscious. So imagine now the neutrophils floating through your system, coming to the call, moving through your tissues, surrounding any invaders, halting it, destroying it into harmless small pieces. Now shine the beam of light back into the bone marrow. Imagine the macrophages, the giant eaters, some of them that may have lived in your body for several years or more, learning every nook and crevice, knowing you, loving you, growing with you. As they mature, watch them move into your tissues and organs and blood, lining the walls of our lungs and liver, waiting, watching, ready. Bacteria, viruses, yeast cells, even cancer cells can trigger their alarm. As the warning of invader sounds, they swell up, become large and powerful. They connect with each other, moving together. However, watch as they approach an invader. They reach out, lasso it with their arm-like extension and inject it with potent enzymes. They will digest anything and everything in your body that you no longer have use for. If you're dealing with a particular invader, imagine the macrophage taking a piece of it, holding it like a flag for the rest of your immune system to see, and then eating it with great pleasure and satisfaction. Just enjoy the first thing that comes to mind as you spend time with these images right now. The lymphocytes, the T cells and the B cells all have special assignments within you. Perhaps a virus, a bacteria, or any other form of cells. Just imagine these cells now in action, shining the beam into the bone marrow. Observe the T cells being born, millions more than you can possibly count, move from infancy to adolescence each minute. The T cells will be given a special task as they're processed in your thymus gland. Shine your imaginary light into the middle of your chest, right now, right near your heart. Because here you find the thymus gland. Feel it pulsing with energy, touching each adolescent T cell with intelligence and a mission on your behalf. Some will be killers, assassins with a single target. Others will be helpers for your B cells, while still others will be suppressors, signalling that the battle is over. Imagine these, the killers, the helpers, the suppressors, maturing quickly, specifically in your thymus, when each has been imprinted with specific knowledge as to just what is truly a necessary part of you, it leaves the thymus to go about its assignment. They will keep a wakeful vigil in your lymph nodes, your spleen, near your stomach, and other lymph tissue, searching for those cells which do not have the proper markings, those not you, or those harbouring viruses and destroys them. The helpers and the suppressors help the killers determine exactly which cells need to be destroyed. It's almost like the killer T cells are the Marines, ever vigilant, ready to attack at the slightest command from the sergeant, the helper, while the suppressor, sort of like the psychologist, keeps the killer cell focused on the bad, directing him away from the good and necessary, no matter how close in proximity. Just take a moment and think of this for a time. As back in the bone marrow once again, the B cells are highlighted by the beam. They mature and they move into your lymph tissues and blood, waiting for the encounter. Each has a specific enemy to protect you from. They can be waiting patiently for years, patrolling, waiting, watching. When the encounter finally takes place, the B cells change, like cocoons, into butterflies, becoming plasma cells. The plasma cells manufacture magic bullets, the proteins called antibodies. Each antibody is like a guided missile, with Velcro-like extensions that come out, moving directly for its target, hooks onto it, silently making its tangled connection. The enemy is paralyzed and its surface is damaged. Other chemicals come out of the missile and burn holes in the wall of the enemy, causing a huge explosion. The B cells clone themselves, creating whatever number of themselves is needed to do pure, to perfect battle in your defense for as many targets as are found. As you take a deep breath and imagine this. And so before you end this exercise, review your immune process once more, sensing all the immune cells working in a superb coordinated team of defense. In the bone marrow, billions of cells are being born each minute, in exactly the numbers and combinations you need to stay healthy. As your white blood cells mature, each develops a remarkable intelligence. Each has a dedicated task. Witness them moving out of the bone marrow into the blood and the tissues, through your lymphatic fluids, watching and waiting for the opportunity to protect and cleanse you. You can feel the presence of these magnificent guardians and sense their power. These dedicated warriors, this system of defense has a universe all on its own, and that universe is you. By relaxing, as you have just done, by breathing in, concentrating on this process, you have actively participated in keeping yourself healthy, and especially by improving your health. Remember, your subconscious mind, there is no difference between the real and the imagined. Give yourself that time at least once, maybe even several times a day, to envision this splendid army of defenders. Start with your breathing, that beam of light, and just let your intuition guide you to those spots of your body. Watch and enjoy in your mind's eye the millions of intelligent entities working together to dissipate and cleanse. And now, with all this in mind, go ahead and take a nice, long, deep breath. Allow yourself to rest even a little more deeply and take this experience of comfort deep inside you and really appreciate for the moment just how well that you're feeling. Be aware of the enthusiasm that you feel, the anticipation. Someday, maybe days from now, weeks, months, you might be quite surprised at just how much more easily the days have gone by than you thought they would. And before we end this session, perhaps you want to take that torch, that amazing beam of light, shine it somewhere else in your body that needs attention, that needs your focus right now, because you have the power with your imagination to focus on wherever needs fixing, mending, healing. Direct that torch to the source in your body right now. Maybe a specific organ, tissue, muscle. Direct that beam of light and employ your little team of workers in whatever way you can imagine works for you. Imagine this little team fixing, healing, repairing right now, knowing that with each and every breath you take, and even when this audio has ended, your body will continue to repair, fix, heal, mend. The more you listen, the quicker, the deeper you go into a profound state of relaxation and hypnosis. You'll find it easy to take the time, that time just for you, to take it out of your day to listen to this audio track at any time of the day. Knowing that each and every time you listen to this, your conscious and subconscious minds creating a mechanism for you that's strengthening the connection between the parts. And with this positivity imagined, it can become more and more real each and every time you practice. You're aware of the wonderful changes that are occurring deep inside of you, changes that you're aware of, and maybe other changes that are now happening at a much deeper level. More and more you notice happy thoughts, positive thoughts in your mind, regardless of what is happening around you. You can be more optimistic about your future, and your confidence in your ability to accept and successfully handle all and any challenges that come your way. Each day, you encourage yourself with positive thoughts, such as, every day, in every way, I am better and better. I am full of life. I am full of energy. I am confident. I am relaxed. I am creative. I am motivated. I am healthy. I have a healthy mind and I have a healthy body. Each and every time you awaken from this audio, you'll feel like you've just received a deep, peaceful, relaxing, revitalized rest. And so, as you continue to breathe, just focus now on taking a few slow, energizing breaths. With each breath you take, you can start to bring yourself back to full awareness. And as you slowly return back into the room, all conscious parts now present, know that you can return only as slowly as your conscious and subconscious mind will create this mechanism for you. This mechanism that strengthens the connection between the two parts so that the positivity imagined will become more and more real with practice, just taking all the time you need. And when your eyes eventually open, you will become more wide awake, feeling wonderful, feeling in perfect health, possibly feeling better than ever before, feeling perhaps like you've just received that deep, peaceful, relaxing and revitalizing rest. Take all the time you need to fully return, alert with a gentle smile.